Absolutely.
Hello. How big is your index finger relative to your ring finger?
So my ring finger actually looks quite a lot, in both hands, quite a lot longer than my index finger. What do you think?
Okay. Well, we've got Caroline Crawford here in the studio. Let's just poll her too. Caroline, which is your biggest, ring finger or index finger?
Oh, the ring finger's definitely longer.
Well, that kind of fits because there's a guy who's based at the University of Bath. His name's Dr. Mark Brosnan. I don't know if he's related to James Bond. But what they're interested in is how the ring finger relates in length to the index finger, because in the past, when people have made these measurements, they've found that people who've got a very long index finger tend to be more often men than women, and they tend to be much better at sport, and they're also much more likely to get into a fight at an ice hockey match. That's the research they've done so far. But the point is, what this is showing, they think, is a sort of index of maleness, or how much testosterone you probably got exposed to when you were developing as a baby inside your mum. So what Mark Brosnan's done is to say, well, can we actually map this physical marker onto how the brain works and how it develops in young people? So what they did was got 75 school children, and they photocopied their hands, and then they made measurements of those photocopies to work out the ratios between the ring finger and the index finger length. And then what they did was to go to their SATs, the standardised assessment test that all kids of a young age go through now, and they should be the same test for everyone, so it should be a fair test. And they then compared the SAT test results, which are looking at how good you are at maths and how good you are at languages, and comparing that with this ratio of how long your index finger is to your ring finger. And what they found was that in boys, you tend to have a much longer index finger to ring finger ratio, and that mapped onto a better performance in maths and numerical skills and spatial awareness. And if you had a longer ring finger, you tended to be better at languages. And what they think is that estrogen makes your ring finger longer. That's why women tend to be better at languages, and testosterone makes your index finger longer, and that's why you tend to be more aggressive.
Did they actually test this in girls as well, or
was it just
boys?
It was boys and girls who were looked at.
Right. There you go. So have a look at your fingers, and it might give you a hint at what you're good at.
Well, he actually says, you know, we're not looking to replace, we're not suggesting that finger length measurements could replace SATs, he says.
Oh, no,
but
no.
Finger ratios provide us with an interesting insight into our innate abilities in key cognitive areas.
Very interesting indeed.